Welcome to Journey Through the Word, a teaching ministry of Horizon Christian Fellowship in Indianapolis. Today, Bill Goodrich, pastor of Horizon Christian Fellowship, continues his teaching verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and book by book through the Bible in this edition of Journey Through the Word.
It's an amazing thing we believe, is it not? That God came into this world, that we could be set free from all of our sins, that we can live forever and ever. It's an amazing truth that we celebrate this time of year. We know, according to Scripture, that Jesus wasn't born at this time of the year because the shepherds were in the field. But it's a special time, as we spoke of this morning, to celebrate and to worship the Lord for all that He has done for each and every one of us. You guys are amazing. You come out on Christmas Eve, a bit of snow out there. In the first service, there was about every seat filled. And we had a wonderful time just celebrating the goodness of the Lord. And it's amazing that you guys are here. And I know your love for the Lord. So we just want to take a little time looking at some scripture here. And then we're going to have a candle lighting ceremony. It's one of my favorite times, one of my favorite services of the year. And so, Lord, we pray that you would bless your word to us, to our hearts, and that we would fall deeper in love with you than even when we walk through these doors, that you would touch us by your Spirit in a very special way. And Lord, have your way in our lives this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, Scripture says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. Isn't that amazing reality? That God came to be with us. It says in Scriptures, you know, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That word for belief is a very important word. It means that we trust in God, we rely upon God, we adhere to the truth that's found in Scripture. It's not just a mental assent, because we can't mentally ascend to God. It has to be a radical change in our heart. I lived 27 years believing I was a Christian, but it wasn't until one evening as I listened to the gospel message and I was open in ways that I had never been before, that God spoke to my heart and revealed who he truly was. And there was a transformation that evening as I gave my heart to the Lord. The phrase "God with us" describes the nature of Jesus. He is God who has become human. He loved us so much that he came and performed that which we couldn't. We could never be pleasing to the Father. We could never be religious enough. We could never be moral enough. We could never go to church enough. We could never give this or give that enough, because it was a free gift and we just have to receive that gift. By this statement, Matthew wanted to show that the virgin conception was not something new, but that it had been predicted by the prophet Isaiah. God is now with the people to save them as the prophets had predicted. Again, listen to this verse. It comes out of Isaiah. "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. We couldn't, but he did. He came for us. In other words, Jesus had come into this world to be the light of this world. We're going to hold these candles up in a moment, and it's to remind us of Jesus coming into this world. And as the room is, all the lights are shut off, we'll see that our candles bring light into this room, and that's the way it is with the Lord. He brings light into this world. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Notice what he says. "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Let me read that again. The light of life. "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness." Never. That's a long time, isn't it? Never, if we have this light. "I am the light," Jesus said. "Whoever follows me," there's the choice. Anybody can choose to come and follow the Lord. Today, again, we are the minority as Christians in this world, but we are with God, and he is the majority in the whole world. "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." In John chapter 12, verse 46, Jesus said this, "I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me shall stay in darkness." Isn't that precious. I don't want to be in darkness. You trip in the midst of darkness. Jesus is the light that divides the very darkness. Jesus is the light that divides the very world. Jesus is the light that troubles the world even to this very day. The world doesn't like the name of Jesus. They'll do anything that they can to get rid of the name of Jesus. I mentioned this morning that I was reading this week and on the news, and there was a family in Pennsylvania in their neighborhood. They had put up a manger scene, and above the manger scene, there was the name Jesus. That was all that was there, and they had lights around it. Many, no doubt, saw that story. And then somebody in the neighborhood didn't like the fact that the name of Jesus was there so prominently in their community. So they got their association, their neighborhood association. They went to their board, and they came to the house of the people that had put that up and knocked on the door and said, "You have to take this down. It's offended someone." And I thanked the Lord that those that were there that were Christians and said, "No, we don't want to be disrespectful, but we trust in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's going to stay up until we have to take it down," which was January 15th or something like that. They weren't being arrogant. They weren't trying to be rude, but they were just standing. But in that community, in this world, and in our community, the name of Jesus is an offensive name at times. But in scriptures, we see over and over that it speaks of the Messiah as the light that will come into the world. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, it says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of the shadow of death. A light has dawned." Isaiah was prophesying. God guided him, spoke to him, and said, "I want you to speak this. I want you to tell my people that they're walking in darkness, but there's a light coming, a light that will set them free, a light that has dawned in the nation of Israel." And it was none other than the second person of the triune God, Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Messiah, Jesus God, who came into this earth. In Psalm 36, 9, it says, "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light." Prophesying, the psalmist prophesying about the fountain of life, that we can have eternal life. Isn't that amazing? Anybody say that's amazing? It is, that we can have eternal life, a free gift. I don't know about you. I tried to work my way to heaven and got frustrated and gave up on it. But then one day I heard the message that it's a gift from God. Today we are here, and many of us, most of us maybe, believe it's a free gift, and we have received that gift. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him in fellowship with him, and he with me." That door is the door to our heart. It's a promise if we simply invite him in. In Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness," speaking of the Messiah, "will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall." I'm not a farmer. I'm not a person that has ever seen this picture, but I can imagine it being penned up, and all of a sudden the gate is opened, and all these calves are wanting to just rejoice and get out of there. That's the way it is with us when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. "I was radically changed." You, if you've accepted Jesus, radically changed the moment that you truly gave your heart to Jesus Christ. Is that true? It is. Thank you for that young little voice back there. It's an amazing thing, a free gift. A light came into this world. I love 2 Corinthians 4, 6, for it says this, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Tonight, before we have our candle lighting ceremony, we need to ask ourselves two questions. Number one, do we truly believe in this light that came into the world to dispel darkness? On the screen, there's going to be John chapter 12, verses 35 through 36. "A little while longer," Jesus said, "the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." What a promise that we have, that we can be sons of the light. I said there's two things that we need to ask ourselves. Number one, do we truly believe this light that came into the world came to dispel darkness? Do we believe that? And number two, do we have this light in our hearts in a personal way? Not just a head knowledge of God, but going this 18-inch trip, it's something about that. It's a big trip going from our head to our heart. And then coming to that point that we recognize our need. There's no way to come into the kingdom of God other than through humility. Coming to the point that we can't, but he did. And that's what the light tells us as we open the scriptures. And the light tells us the truth that God came and that God became, as we know, one of us. And that God walked on this earth and never rebelled against his Father. And there God went to the cross, innocent, sin-free, so he could die on behalf of all of us that are sinful. And they put him in a grave, and he rose from the dead to the living, and that he invites each and every one of us. In John chapter 14, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, but I'm going to return again, and I'm going to take you where I am. Anybody say, I'm ready? Ready, and praise the Lord for that. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "Wake, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." On the screen is 1 John chapter 5, verses 9. Look at this. It's a beautiful passage. "This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Anybody say thank you? Praise the Lord. "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins," look at the promise. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Is God good? Yeah. He truly is. He truly is. A traveler hired a guide to take him across a desert area. When the two men arrived at the edge of the desert, the traveler, looking ahead, saw before him trackless sands without a single footprint, without a single path, without a marker of any kind. Turning to his guide, he asked in a tone of surprise, "Where is the road?" With a reproving glance, the guide replied, "I am the road. So too is the Lord our way through unfamiliar territory. He is our guide. He is our light to illuminate our path." Praise the Lord for that. We don't know how to get to heaven, but he has revealed how we can get to heaven. For so often people have tried to get to heaven. They try by being religious. They try different things, morality and all of that. But it never works. It's simply coming by faith, by faith. And the danger is that we can live within a church. But living within a church, it's like it doesn't make us a Christian. We can be in a church our entire life. We can be in scripture. We can be whatever it would be. But it's going to take a revelation of God and us humbling ourselves to allow the light to come in and shine within our hearts. In Revelation chapter 21, verses 22 and 23, it says this, "But I saw no temple in it." This is the future place where we will live with God. "For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light." Anybody again say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's come. I love up here. I don't know if you guys can hear all these young voices. They're responding better than you adults. You need to know that. Hearing these young voices, they're so open. They're willing to accept in faith. May our hearts as adults be that way. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Jesus said, there is no other way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. He who wants to come to the Father must come by him. That's not my words. It's the scripture. If we choose to believe the scriptures, I'm just going through the scriptures, sharing the scriptures, the truth that are found in the scriptures that brings light into our heart and sets us free. Look on the screen, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy. And then what does it say? My burden is light. I pray that we never get tired of hearing this truth, because it is that which will illuminate our way to heaven. All of us want to go to heaven, do we not? We want to. But it takes a choice on this side of our life to give our hearts to Jesus Christ. This morning at the end of the second service, a man came up to me with tears in his eyes. And he says, I have a daughter that is rejecting Jesus Christ. And he said, can I stand in for her? Can I say to God, God, send me to hell that my daughter may be saved? And I loved his heart. I really did. And I kind of just real quickly, I don't want to crush him, but I had to tell him the truth. Moses tried to pray that prayer, but it wouldn't work. Great that Moses had a heart like that, but it wouldn't work. Paul had a heart like that and prayed for the nation of Israel, but it won't work, because each and every person, I had to tell him, has to stand before God and make the decision that is necessary to receive eternal life. I cannot make the decision for those that are here. He couldn't make the decision for his daughter, though he was crying out in anguish. Oh, Lord, that you might save my daughter. I loved his heart. I truly loved his heart. But there's no way, because each and every one of us, the Bible says, must come and make a decision for Jesus Christ. Let come to me again, all you who labor and are heavy laden. See, there's an invitation. I will give you rest. We'll receive that as we come. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Again, a decision needs to be made personally, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find, here's the result, rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As we take and celebrate Jesus' birth now, we're going to light the candles. Remember this verse, please. In John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, but as many as received him, Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, children of the light, to those who do what? Believe in his name. All we have to do is simply trust in, rely upon, adhere to his name. Come to that point again, and we humble ourselves. I love this statement by Helen Keller. She said this, faith is the strength by which a shattered world shall emerge into the light. Again, faith is the strength by which a shattered world shall emerge into the light. It's by faith. Faith is the truth that we find. It is the evidence of what we don't understand, what we cannot grasp with our own minds. It is that. It says in Scripture that it's impossible to please God without faith, that we must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Today, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we're going to light the candles in just a moment. But I want to leave an opportunity that if you don't know, if you die today, that you would go to be in heaven. But you want to. But you know the scripture, but there's something that's been missing. Something in your relationship. Some of you have wandered. You've been in a church and you've wandered. And he just wants you to come back to the simplicity of the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do we do that? Well, it's very simple. We just come in faith and say, God, I have sinned against you. Forgive me of my sins, Father. Jesus, I believe that you're God who came into this world and you died for me personally. And so now, Lord, I ask that you would forgive me of my sins also, and that you would become the Savior and the Lord of my life. It just takes a simple prayer like that. It truly does. Would you please bow your head and close your eyes? And just for a moment, for each and every one of us that is here, are we assured in our hearts that if we would die this evening, that we would go to be with the Lord in heaven? Do you have a desire that God would forgive you of all of your sins, that you would be set free? If that's your desire, just pray with me right now and repeat these words to the Father in heaven. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask, Lord, that you would forgive me of all my sins. Jesus, thank you for coming and dying for me. I ask now, Jesus, that you come into my life. I surrender. Be my Savior. Be the Lord of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for receiving me. And if that was your prayer, would you hold your candle up very high? Just lift it up if that was your prayer, that you ask the Lord to forgive you of all your sins. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. Let's all raise our candles. Jesus is the light of the world. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. Father, thank you so much for all that you've done in our lives. Thank you for sending Jesus. Lord, may we draw closer to you. May you give us a burning desire for your word. May we be there to be men and women of prayer. May you bless the young hearts that are here that so easily responded with words of prayer and word praise and words of thankfulness. Bless us as we are to be the light into this world, Lord. Strengthen us and empower us that we would spread the light in any way we can. And we love you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Bill will continue his teaching in our next broadcast. Journey Through the Word is a listener-supported ministry of Horizon Christian Fellowship in Indianapolis. We appreciate your prayers and support. If you would like more info about Horizon Christian Fellowship, you may call 317-823-2349 or visit us at horizonindy.org. Please join us next time when you'll hear the pages turn and journey through the Word. Journey through the Word.